Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 174 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for August 21st is: discuss a time you became complacent after a victory and did not do what was necessary. Discuss a time you were so depressed about losing you missed out on something beautiful. Discuss something you learned from each situation. How can focusing on what you learn rather than reacting to the outcome benefit you in the long run? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of enjoying the journey. College football coach Frosty Westring, in his book, The Strange Secret of the Big Time, describes the difference between what he calls the road to success and the success road. The road to success says you aren't really successful until you make it to a destination, a goal, a significant achievement according to somebody, somewhere. While the success road allows you to experience success along the way, because it's about giving it your best shot. It's about the process, and it's about enjoying the journey of becoming the best version of yourself. There's three ideas about the road to success and the success road that deal with today's challenge that I'd like to point out with you. The road to success doesn't sound like such a bad thing, but as Frosty explains, the road to success focuses on making it to a destination. It says you aren't a success. You aren't anyone of significance unless you can make it to the top of the mountain. The road to success also has the mindset that once you make it to the destination and are crowned successful, then you'll be superior to everyone that hasn't made it to the destination yet. And this can lead to the first issue in today's challenge, and that is after we make it to the predetermined destination, then we put it on cruise control. We don't work at it. We don't have to learn, grow, and change, and that we are entitled to whatever luxuries come from our achievement. And when this happens, it usually leads to some type of disappointment, because we aren't working to our full potential. We think that we've made it to that man-made destination that we ourselves or others have defined for us. This destination can be a lot of different things: a certain teaching or coaching position, becoming a principal or other administrator, making a certain amount of money, living in a certain house or a certain location, having a certain number of children, having certain people as friends, getting a certain number of followers on social media, getting some type of award or recognition. Even sometimes things that on the surface don't seem like they are a problem can become that way when we become so focused on them that we miss out on opportunities to learn about ourselves. The second issue with the road to success is that we often get down on ourselves and our attitude suffers when we lose or it doesn't appear that we're going to make it to our destination. And when this happens, we often miss out on things. The thing is, we don't even know we're missing out on them, because we're so focused on our destination, and we think that's the only thing that matters. And the tool that we can use in both of these situations, getting complacent after we make it to our destination, or getting upset when we haven't made it there yet, is to learn something in every situation. It's that simple. At the end of, or even in the middle of, whatever we are experiencing, we need to have the mindset that we are going to extract a lesson from it. Sometimes that's learning what to do, and sometimes that's learning what not to do. Extracting lessons from every situation keeps us grounded. It tells us that when things aren't going well, when we're having a tough day in the classroom or on the court, there's something to learn to help us in the future. And when we start to get a little too full of ourselves because of what we are achieving, extracting lessons tells us to keep moving forward because there's something more for us to do. So when we extract a lesson in every situation, when we're constantly learning, growing, and changing into a better version of ourselves, then we can enjoy the journey. And this is the third and final idea I'd like to mention, is that when we're learning from everything and enjoying the journey is when we're most alive. As much as I want to be able to put things on cruise control, and as good as it sometimes feels to wallow in my own self-pity, those are not the times I feel most alive. I feel most alive when I'm engaged in the people around me, not focused on my own wants, and I'm extracting lessons to help me grow into a better version of myself. So how about you? Can you think of a time you became complacent after a victory or achievement and did not do what was necessary? Can you think of a time you were so depressed about losing you missed out on something beautiful? What is something you learned from each situation? How can focusing on what you learn, rather than reacting to the outcome, benefit you in the long run? Legendary basketball coach John Wooden advised his players to play with intensity rather than emotion. He guided them away from emotional peaks and valleys, and instead wanted them to be on a slightly increasing level of intensity throughout the game. This is because he knew this gave them the best chance to perform to their potential. And this is true for us as well, in any situation, whether at work or at home. If we want to perform to our potential and live as the best version of ourselves, we need to be able to enjoy the journey through the good times and the bad. And while the world around us may be going through peaks and valleys, inside of ourselves, we are maintaining a balance so that we can learn lessons to make ourselves better. This is writing our own story, and it's how we increase our ability to impact our students and athletes by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.